Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
All right. What's up, everybody? Championship week is here. We had not the best game in the world last night.
No.
Your boy Dak Prescott, man. I don't know, man. He's throwing the interceptions, man. I don't know. I mean, listen, I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
They're not his fault. I know. but yeah, we can put quotes around the interceptions. That's fine. Thanks everybody for joining, for listening. Appreciate you guys. We're going to get into your start sit questions for your championship week this week. Big week, guys. Like, I'm wishing everybody the best of luck here. We all need it. We might have baller teams. You might think you're a shoo-in, but we all need some luck. You never know who's going to pop off for 3 touchdowns, right? It's bound to happen, right? Who was it? I think it was, obviously Gabriel Davis had that fluky, 3-touchdown game in the actual playoffs.
It was 4 right? touchdowns. I think it
4
was.
Touchdowns. I'm sorry. Yeah. Excuse me. And then there were some other guys. Who was it in the fantasy playoffs? Oh, it was Ja'Marr Chase in the fantasy championship, scoring those 3 touchdowns. So you never know what's going to happen, guys. So this is going to be a big week. So let's get it popping. I do want to go over just a little bit of news before we get into some questions and before we do an underdog draft as well. So just wanted to kind of go over a couple of things. Last night, Tony Pollard was inactive. Derrick Henry was inactive. Zeke, could not be efficient at all. I said that he'll be lucky to get 60 yards rushing. He didn't even get close to that, but he did end up scoring a touchdown. He was under 10 PPR fantasy points. So, it does suck. If Tony Pollard was in there, you never know. Maybe they would have done better on offense, and maybe Zeke would have had even more points. So that sucked that you couldn't start Tony Pollard in your championship week. Hopefully you were able to find an alternative. And then we didn't really like, Hassan Haskins that much. He didn't really do much. He couldn't get anything going. Malik Willis was a surprise bench, after our show yesterday. I think they made the right decision because at least they were able to move the ball a little bit, and make this game a little competitive.
Dobbs was at least, serviceable in the passing game. Malik Willis started 3 straight games. He didn't throw for 100 yards in the first half. Josh Dobbs had 146 yards passing. So, yeah, definitely the right move there. I think You don't want to say you upgrade the Titans offense, because I don't know how much you can upgrade this offense. There's not a whole lot of upside here, but at least the receivers have some sort of upside with Josh Dobbs at quarterback, where with Malik Willis, the receivers were pretty much an afterthought. I'm not sure. What do you think of like Treylon Burks? I think that
it doesn't even matter at this point. It's week, yeah. It's week 18 next week. Who cares? If your championship is week 18, go. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. If your championship week, listen, we already had so much craziness go on for week 17 championship week. Imagine what's going to happen in week 18. You're going to have so many of your guys not playing, Anyway, a couple guys, you know, in terms of practice, Kenneth Walker, limited. Tyler Lockett, limited. For Lockett, it's a good sign that he was limited. You know, he didn't practice on Wednesday or wasn't listed as being a participant in practice on Wednesday. So that's a good sign for him that he might be able to play this week. If he does, he's a wide receiver too, even though it's a tough matchup for him. Christian Watson, still not practicing. LaFleur said that he would practice in a limited capacity before practice, but then he ended up as a DNP on the practice report. So keep that in mind. There's still some hope and optimism that he's going to play. And they asked their his OC, like, hey, like, can he play even if he doesn't practice? He said, yes, that is possible. But, you know, keep an eye on that situation, because obviously, you know, not having him would be a huge blow to your fantasy team. For
humongous.
Sure.
And especially with the matchup that Watson has, you know, we've been talking about it all week that this would be a humongous game. And I know you sent me a tweet earlier today for us about Christian Watson winning redemption for that touchdown that he dropped in week one. That would be something. I hope that you can get on the field and actually have a chance to, you know, correct that. But otherwise, yeah, this is not good news that he's not practicing, but I'm still holding out hope because it's Christian Watson. I think there's a chance he plays. They need him. The Packers trying to make a playoff push. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes, even if he's not 100%.
James Conner didn't practice on Thursday because of an illness. These players are rarely missing games for illnesses, so hopefully he'll be able to practice today and be just fine. I think that's really like the biggest pieces of news, if I'm not mistaken. Alvin Kamara still hasn't practiced either, personal and quadriceps. And the personal could be because he's not happy.
Yeah.
A couple of days ago, you know, he was asked about his role in the passing game and why he's coming off the field on third downs, and he's like, you gotta ask somebody else. You can't ask me.
I'm asking the same questions. You know what I'm saying?
I'm asking the same questions. And you know, his OC said that, you know, blah 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 blah. He started making so many excuses at the podium.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, the best coaches in the league get the ball in their best players' hands, period.
Yep.
Like that's literally like that's your answer. You know what I'm saying? That you have done a bad job doing that.
Yeah, I mean, Rashid Shaheed, I get it. I get the intrigue. No, I'm kidding. Like Alvin Kamara, you know, you need to get him the ball regardless if you want your offense to be, you know, moving and operating at its highest level, especially with you still in contention for a playoff spot. How they're still in contention for a playoff spot at 6-9, you know, that's just a testament to how bad the NFC South has been. But you still have this opportunity. There's no reason to be going off of Alvin Kamara this week or moving forward for the rest of the season. Unless you guys are eliminated, like, there's no reason to not give him the ball. And we saw him get those touches against Cleveland. In the obviously the cold weather, it was, you know, what else were you expecting in that game for Alvin Kamara? He got 20 carries, but I think you need to give him that regardless, and definitely some more touches in the passing game. There's just been a lot of questions about Alvin Kamara. Obviously, the possible punishment by the NFL over what happened at the Pro Bowl has kind of loomed over the season. But, you know, I think you can't really excuse that. It's not even Alvin Kamara's fault as much as it is the coaching. And I can't believe they're not using him how they should.
Exactly. Lamar Jackson didn't practice on Thursday. It doesn't look like he's going to play. Miles Sanders, he did return to practice on Thursday in a limited fashion. He said that him being held out from practice on Wednesday was just precautionary. So if you have Miles Sanders, you should be able to start him this week. You know, we talked about picking up Boston Scott just in case. It seems like you might not need to have Boston Scott rostered right now. And that's pretty much it. That's really all I have. Okay. Let's get into some start sit questions. And then we're going to go into the underdog draft and then we'll return. We'll just kind of go back and forth. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. First of all, Tejas, appreciate you, man. Every week, you're here. Always got to shout you out. He's saying that, hey, guys, not a start sit question. I got limited by the one seed last week. Sad emoji. Just wanted to thank y'all for everything this year. Your podcast really helped. Looking forward to next year. Well, Tejas, we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you joining live too, which is not the easiest thing to do, given how, you know, busy everybody is. I'm sure you're busy as hell, but you're still able to chill here with us. We appreciate you, man, for sure. Let's get into some start sits here. Wavy Marv is asking, I got three tight ends that I can go with this week. Juwan Johnson, Taysom Hill, or Cole Kmet. Which one are you thinking? I think Taysom Hill was a more of a product of last week's game, right? And the conditions of that game. So I don't think I want to start Hill. And then the week before that, he got his points because it's kind of a fluky one play long touchdown to Rashid Shaheed, right? So, like, you know, I'm not going Hill here. I'm leaning Juwan Johnson just because he's been on a touchdown streak. But then you have Kmet going against the Lions. We know that he's basically Justin Fields' only option in the pass game. But it's really close between Juwan and Kmet. Who are you going with here, Zach?
I think I'm going to go with Kmet here. Obviously, Juwan Johnson, like you said, he's on that touchdown streak. But Kmet, they're playing in Detroit. You know, they're not going to have to compete with weather or anything. He's really the only option for Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields can get the ball to him plenty. He's their pass catcher. And the Lions are quietly allowing, you know, six most fantasy points to tight ends all season. So I think that Cole Kmet is a nice start this week. I'd be happy starting him, even though he's been quiet the past couple weeks. In a shootout, I think he's good for a touchdown with the way that this offense is operated with Justin Fields at the helm.
Yeah, I think so. I think I lean Kmet just by a hair over Juwan. It's a tough matchup for Juwan Johnson. Now, you know, if Chris Olave is out, right? You know, I think Juwan will get some extra opportunity. But, you know, Justin Fields, all he has is Kmet right now. If I'm not mistaken, is Equanimeous St. Brown also in the concussion protocol?
I know, like, all of his receivers are in some way, shape, or form banged up. You know, they're not going to be 100%. And Cole Kmet's really the only guy that I really trust Justin Fields to get the ball to. We've seen him throw it to him a lot. You know, obviously when he gets in the game. Cole Kmet, we had him ranked as a top 10 tight end a couple weeks ago when Justin Fields was on that hot streak and he was throwing it well and it was going to Cole Kmet. So I'm going to go with Cole Kmet here in a good matchup against the Lions. I think he can't go wrong. I think he has the highest upside of all these guys.
I'm with you. Steven Candelaria is asking Mike Evans or Jahan Dotson in the flex.
What has this fantasy season come to? Week 17, here we are debating Mike Evans over Jahan Dotson. I can't believe it.
I don't think there's a debate. I'm going Jahan Dotson.
Yeah, I think he's been more consistent. And obviously with Carson Wentz at quarterback, you know, I think he's going to get locked onto as far as target share goes, at least not less than he's had with Taylor Heineke at quarterback. And Mike Evans, he just hasn't been producing on a week-to-week basis. And does Washington have more scoring upside than the Buccaneers at this point? I think maybe.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. You know, if you look at what Carson Wentz, he played, the first five games of the season. Jahan Dotson, you know, obviously got hurt early. But in his first four games, he scored four touchdowns with Carson Wentz this year. Obviously, he's scoring touchdowns now. So it doesn't matter who his quarterback is. He's been getting it done. So I'm going Jahan Dotson as well over Mike Evans. It's sad, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Steven has another question here. Don't worry, guys. I'll get to all of your questions here in the live. But Mike White or Geno Smith this week? You know, with Geno going up against the Jets, super tough matchup, right? Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, Lockett's banged up. If Lockett plays, you know, you got to upgrade Geno because Lockett might be, you know, guaranteed a touchdown. But at the same time, this is a really tough matchup. I like Mike White this week, you know, even though, you know, this is a tough matchup for him as well. His wide receivers have tough matchups. But I think, you know, he still has guys like Tyler Conklin. I think he's going to utilize the running backs as well in the pass game. I lean Mike White just by a hair this week.
I think so. The way that we've seen Mike White play versus the way Geno Smith has been playing the past couple of weeks, I'm going to go with Mike White too. He's going to have, I think, his full complement of weapons, you know, where Geno Smith, like you said, is going to be missing Tyler Lockett. And these two guys play each other. You know, I'm not too worried about this game being too low scoring. I think it'll be plenty high scoring enough. I think that Mike White, we haven't seen him play in a couple of weeks, but he's going to be the best that they've had in New York, you know, since he left the lineup a couple of weeks ago. They could get back to doing their thing. I think Mike White, he might be locked in for 300 pass yards. Whether that comes with a touchdown or not remains to be seen. It's a tough matchup both ways for both of these quarterbacks, but I trust Mike White in this one more.
Yeah, I think so. It's, you know, quarterbacks have fared a little bit better against the Seahawks than they have against the Jets this year.
Right.
Nick Bentley's asking Daniel Jones, Mike White, Gardner Minshew, or Purdy this week. This is a good one. This is a good question.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, it looks like Jalen Hurts might play this week. Like he practiced yesterday in a limited fashion. So it is possible that he ends up suiting up. Maybe they hold him out one more week. There was also a report saying that he might not be ready for the first week of the playoffs. But I don't know what to believe.
I don't see that right happening. Now. You know, I think Jalen Hurts, he's going to be back for the playoffs regardless. But if he plays this week, you know, maybe it might make sense. You know, they just need one win to get to the play, to get to the one seed. They would clinch it that way. So maybe they just put him in. He might not be 100%, Jalen Hurts. But if they can just get a win against a pretty easy matchup, you know, they should beat the Saints, then that can give him time to rest. You know, maybe they just do that. Are you leaving Minshew out because of that report?
I'm not necessarily leaving him out. No, let's assume that Jalen Hurts doesn't play, you know, for the sake of this question, right? Because I'm assuming they don't have Jalen Hurts. So between Daniel Jones, Mike White, Minshew, and Purdy this week, who are you going with? I mean, you know, is Daniel Jones the safest option out of all these guys?
I think he's the easiest pick and one to go with upside too, where, you know, Mike White, we know what he can do. I do like Mike White this week. I think he's going to be fine. I'm going to leave Minshew and Purdy out. I think they're like streamers. I think they don't have a whole lot of upside where Mike White and Daniel Jones do. I'd go with Daniel Jones because I think the rushing upside's there. And he has a good matchup against the Colts, who are allowing a lot of points to fantasy wide receivers, and that translates well for quarterbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that happening. I think I'm still leaning Mike White, though. I think he has a little bit more upside than Daniel Jones this week.
That's fair.
I think I lean Mike White over these guys. Like Minshew, you know, it is a tough matchup. I know he has the weapons, but New Orleans has been pretty good against wide receivers and tight ends. So might not be as good of a matchup as he had last week, right?
Right.
And Purdy, you know, 15 points, he can get it done for sure against the Raiders, but will they need to throw it a lot? Like, can they be efficient? Yes, they can. But I don't think he has as much upside. I think Mike White throws for 300, like you said, throws a couple touchdowns. I think that's the way I lean this week.
Right, I'm in agreement.
Wavy Marv, I think we answered this question already. Jay Small in the flex PPR, McKinnon, Swift, McLaurin, Judy, or Christian Kirk. I'm going McKinnon here, man. I'm going McKinnon. You know, the last time he went up against the Broncos, 8 catches. Or 9 catches, whatever it was, for more than 100 yards, a couple touchdowns. Like, the secondary for the Broncos, you know, they make it tough on quarterbacks. So, you know, he's going to be dumping it down a lot. And McKinnon's route participation has been above 55% each of the last 3 weeks. That's what really made the difference in his usage lately. Christian Kirk, tough matchup against Houston. The last time they went up against Houston, he didn't do anything. You know, Judy, you know, a little bit banged up. I'm really curious to see what his practice report is today. I want to see what that looks like. Actually, was it a Wednesday that he left practice early, or was it yesterday? I think it was Wednesday that he left.
I think it was Wednesday too, yeah.
Yeah, he did return to practice, and he was limited yesterday. So something to keep an eye on there. Good matchup for Judy. And McLaurin, we talked about it. Carson Wentz doesn't love McLaurin, and his target share basically gets cut in half when Carson Wentz is under center this year. So I'm not going there. Swift, Jamal Williams is healthy, and you know, Swift, you know, doesn't get an upgrade from me anymore, even though he is going up against the Bears, but it's a, you know, coin flip with him. I think McKinnon is probably the safest option here.
I think he's the safest option, and honestly, he might have the highest upside. I think at this point, from what we've seen from Swift, I know you can make an argument. Oh, yeah, Swift has a higher upside. No, I think McKinnon in the system that he's going to be working in against the Denver defense, like you said, that locks down receivers. Mahomes is going to be checking it down to McKinnon a couple of times at least. And he's done very well in the passing game. So I like McKinnon this week.
Yeah, it's between him and Judy for me. Like in this question, it would be between him and Judy. It's close. If Judy was a full participant in practice and he was 100%, like maybe I'll lean him. But I'm going McKinnon either way, I would say.
Yeah, I think so.
TG10 is asking, start Andrews in a non-PPR league. Would you start him? I don't feel confident in starting him, especially with Lamar Jackson not in. I mean, we saw over the past couple of weeks, he just didn't do anything. If you have another option, you know, our tight end rankings are up there. You know, if you look at yesterday's episode, you know, just on our YouTube channel, you can check out our rankings there. But yeah, like it's not looking great for Andrews. I think he's still a start. He's still a tight end one, but that doesn't say much. He's more of a, you know, mid to low end tight end one right now for me.
Yeah. Also consider his matchup is not fantastic. You know, the Steelers, they're allowing the 8th least fantasy points to tight ends over the last 4 games. So I'll just keep that in mind.
Steven Candelari, another question. Fant, Akins, or Jelani Woods? This is Noah Fant pretty easily.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to.
Okay. Joni Escandari, is asking Ayuk or Dubs if Watson doesn't go. I'm going Romeo Dubs here. We haven't seen a huge, you know, target share towards Ayuk until this past week. So I don't know. Obviously, Debo, by the way, limited in practice yesterday, could be back this week. Not super optimistic about it. But still, like, I don't necessarily trust Ayuk with Brock Purdy just yet. We don't have a huge sample size of that. We have a bigger sample size of him not doing his thing with Brock Purdy, you know. So I would go Romeo Dubs, you know, in that amazing matchup, especially if Watson can't go.
Yeah, the combination of the matchup and, you know, Ayuk just being mediocre right now with Brock Purdy a quarterback just makes me go with Dubs. It's very easy. Do you think if Watson goes, would you still start Dubs over Ayuk? I think I was going to ask you
the same question. Yeah. I think Dubs has more upside.
I think I would, regardless of whether Watson plays or not. I think Dubs is a really good flex play. You can get away with him as a upside wide receiver three this week too. Like you said, just that matchup is so good. Hopefully you can take advantage of it.
David Rodarte is asking, DJ Chark, Jerry Jeudy, or Mike Evans in a PPR league, pick two. Is it Jeudy and Chark?
Yeah, I think you have to go with that. I mean, as much as I want to say Mike Evans, he's just not producing this season. DJ Chark, you know, he's liable to go for 100 yards anytime at this point with the way the Lions offense is playing. And Jerry Jeudy, even though he's on a bad offense, I like his upside. He tore up the Chiefs secondary last time they played, and I think that he can do something close to that, or at least better than Mike Evans can do this week.
Jerry Jeudy, the last three games, 8 for 73, 7 for 76, and 6 for 117. So, yeah, Jerry Judy's solid, especially in PPR. Eduardo Gonzalez, Devontae Foreman, or Aaron Jones? I'm going Aaron Jones if he plays. Too much upside to leave on the table.
Yeah, Aaron Jones is going to be continuously ranked above Devontae Foreman by like a mile, you know, each week, as long as he's healthy. So I would go with Aaron Jones. This one's just a start your studs situation.
Exactly. Another question from him, Pacheco or DJ Chark in PPR? I know that Pacheco has a good matchup against Denver's run defense, but I'm going DJ Chark, especially in PPR.
Yeah, PPR, you have to. Pacheco, I don't think he has much of any type of added value in a PPR league. You know, he's really just been a guy that's been getting it done in terms of ground game yardage. Or if he gets a touchdown, that's good for him. But as far as receptions go, he doesn't get any.
Andrew Wong is asking Mike Evans or Christian Watson. This one's really easy. Just go Christian Watson if he plays.
Yeah.
Brandon Myers, AJ Dillon, or Deontay Foreman. This one's a lot closer. Who are you going with here?
I think I'm going to go with Foreman. No, I think he has the upside to get 20 carries and do a lot more with it than AJ Dillon does. AJ Dillon might get 12 carries, and we've seen him be pretty inefficient the past couple of weeks. Even though he does have some touchdowns added to kind of buoy his production, I don't like him as much as Deontay Foreman this week.
Yeah, I think Foreman has the upside to get 20 carries. AJ Dillon doesn't. You know, if Aaron Jones plays, he doesn't get it. He's going to be dependent on those touchdowns. Minnesota's run defense, you know, is really good. It's just that they have been allowing a lot of touchdowns to running backs. So, you know, don't be surprised if Dillon ends up scoring in this game, especially with Jones banged up a little bit. Right. But like you said, you know, Tampa is not a good offense. They're one of the worst offenses in the league. So Foreman has a good chance of racking up some volume, both him and Chuba this week. Malik Reed, Dubs or D-Hop? You got to go Hopkins. I'm going Hopkins either way, whether Christian Watson's in or out. Trace McSorley, you know, last week, he's not in this week, so it's going to be Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy is going to be locking on to Hopkins. He's going to get his targets. You know, D-Hop might be shadowed, you know, this week, but that's okay. Still going Hopkins. It's not a shutdown type of situation. Yeah. So go with the stud in this situation.
Even though Hopkins, you know, he might not have the touchdown upside that he did with Kyler Murray at quarterback, at least he has that PPR floor to lean on. 8 or 9 catches a week with Colt McCoy at quarterback. I would trust that over Dubs. Even though Dubs, like we said, we just talked about his matchup being very good. I think you have to start DeAndre Hopkins this week.
Yeah. Okay, let's go two more questions, and then let's hit up an underdog draft. How's that sound?
Good. Yeah.
All right. Higbee over Njoku this week. It's close.
Yeah.
It's close. I think I lean yes. Derwin James, keep an eye on him because he is in concussion protocol right now. He returned to practice yesterday in a limited fashion. I think his practice report today, whether it's limited or full, will mean a lot. You know, keep an eye on that. Usually when players enter the concussion protocol, they do miss a game. So we'll see if Derwin James is out. if Derwin James is out, I think that's a big upgrade for Tyler Higbee. So, you know, you saw what he's done over the past couple of weeks, especially last week. He's been getting a big target share from Baker Mayfield. He's been his top target. So I think I lean Higbee regardless, but I think Derwin has a impact on how big of a ceiling Higbee has this week.
Yeah, I think Higbee's situation is better just baseline, and it has a chance to get better, like you said, if Derwin James doesn't play. And also, you know, the Commanders have been pretty tough on tight ends this season. They're allowing the sixth least fantasy points to tight ends. And not to mention that Amari Cooper, inexplicably, got a lot of targets last week in tough weather, you know, from Deshaun Watson. So I think that there's too many players for Njoku to compete with, where Tyler Higbee looks like he has a rapport with Baker Mayfield. I think Higbee is an easy start over Njoku this week.
Okay, there you go. Malik Reed is asking, Aaron Jones, or I'm sorry, I forgot to mention your name, Philip Kurtz, for the Higbee and the Joker question. Appreciate you, man. Malik Reed, Aaron Jones, or Tyler Algier? I think this is a lot closer than you think.
Right.
Because Algier, you know, has a really good matchup this week. If you look at his rushing prop this week, it's set at like 75 yards, which
That's
is
really high. Yeah,
which is an indication that the sports books are thinking that he's going to have a big game.
Yep.
Right. So that's something to keep in mind. I think Algier is the safer option here between Aaron Jones and Algier. Now,
right,
depending on what you're going for, right? Can he get a touchdown and 75 yards rushing? Yeah, he can. Is he involved in the passing game? Yeah, a little bit. He is running routes, more routes than any other running back on that team right now.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not mad at it if you want to start Algier over Jones, if you don't want to deal with the potential situation like we had last week where Jones was limited in that game, right? I'm not mad at it. And like I think Aaron Jones is like by the book answer, right? But Algier, you know, it's tough to like not play him this week.
Yeah. I'm going to go out on a limb and say go Tyler Algier this week. The matchup is good. And obviously, you know, Aaron Jones, they're playing against the Vikings. They've been tough on the ground. They've been much worse against the pass, and I can see Aaron Rodgers doing his thing. Really, I think you have to go with Tyler Algier at this point because of the way he's been playing and the way that they've been using him. And like you said, the matchup is good. I think Tyler Algier, you start him. The youth movement is real in Atlanta. It's going to happen. They're seeing what they have. I wouldn't be surprised if they give him you know, somewhere close to 20 carries, 18 carries this week with a couple passes. I like Tyler Algier this week.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
Stephen DeVoe is asking, choose one for his flex full PPR: Pacheco, Olave, Hollywood, Hubbard, Moss, or Kelly if Eckler is out. And by the way, Eckler got another limited practice in yesterday. The Chargers don't really have much to play for, so keep that in mind. Eckler was also on Matt Harmon's Yahoo podcast, and he said that, you know, Harmon should have asked him. He's like, hey, like, are you guys playing? and Eckler says, well, you know, we want to play. We signed up for 17 games, and we want to play. Obviously, that's his answer.
Yeah.
But he said it's up to the coaches. That's what he said. So
yeah,
there is a possibility that Eckler does not play this week, which would absolutely suck for anyone who has Eckler. Oh my God.
That would be big. That would
Pollard,
be. Yeah. Three on, big dude. Running backs out. That would be crazy.
And then Jacob's situation. Ugh, brutal.
Yeah.
But let's hope. I'm not going to wood for you guys. Hopefully Eckler's in. But yeah, in this question, like if Eckler's out, like I'm starting Kelly over all these guys. Pacheco, Olave, Hollywood, Hubbard, Moss. Especially if the rest of the offense is playing. You know, like Herbert and all those guys, right? Otherwise, I'm probably going Pacheco out of these options. And then Olave would be next up for me.
Would you take a shot?
I'm sorry.
On Hollywood?
I'm sorry. Not Olave. Hollywood is who I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it would be Kelly if Eckler's out, then Pacheco, then Hollywood is kind of where I lean.
I think I would go the other way. It would be Kelly, you know, obviously if Eckler's out, but then I would go Hollywood and then Pacheco because it's full PPR.
Right.
Colt McCoy is a much better quarterback than Trace McSorley. I think we're going to see Hollywood get more chances with the ball. All he needs is 5 or 6 catches, and, you know, he could total 80, 90 yards, maybe add a touchdown. I like Hollywood this week more than Pacheco just because of the full PPR. Obviously, Pacheco, he's good on the ground. He's good for about 60 or 70 yards on the ground a game, maybe a touchdown. But I like Hollywood's upside this week at flex more than I like Pacheco at flex. If Pacheco, if this was like an RB question only and you're talking about floor, I would say Pacheco, but it's not. I think flex, I would go with Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, I think that makes sense for sure. Ramey Brown is asking Nick Chubb or Garrett Wilson at flex. This is close, man. This is really close.
Yeah.
I think I'm leaning Nick Chubb here just by a hair. They're probably back to back in my rankings. I don't even want to look because I'm going to change it, you know?
Yeah.
But Garrett Wilson, you know, if this is a PPR league, maybe I'll lean Garrett Wilson. You know, I don't know, Ramey. if it's a standard half for PPR. I think standard half, you know, because Garrett Wilson's good, can be good for a touchdown too, right? It's not like he can't score. So it's like, yeah. I don't know if that really matters. But Nick Chubb hasn't scored in a little bit, man. So I lean Chubb. I like Garrett Wilson this week. He's a start for me. You know, I have him as like a top 15 wide receiver this week. Right. So I like him. Do I have him as a top 10? I think I do.
I think
top
10, top 11.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do like him a lot this week. I also have Chubb at like 10 as a running back. So I lean the running back. I lean the volume. I think I'm going with Chubb this week.
And for me, both of these guys are good starts. You know, Nick Chubb, we talked about the regression that's probably coming for Nick Chubb. He hasn't scored a whole lot, you know, the past couple of weeks. And that could get back. He could get back to his scoring ways. But I might actually feel more confident at flex just betting on Garrett Wilson rekindling that, you know, chemistry with Mike White that we saw a couple of weeks ago that made him, was it the wide receiver 4 or something in fantasy points over that 3 week span where he was doing really good?
Yeah.
I would maybe take my chances and bet on that. I like Garrett Wilson this week, especially over Nick Chubb. There's a chance Nick Chubb just continues his cold streak. You know, they don't have a whole lot they're playing for. The offense isn't that good. I think Garrett Wilson has a better chance of, you know, going for 2 touchdowns maybe than Nick Chubb does have going for 1. Now, it might be a bit bold, but I like Garrett Wilson with Mike White at quarterback, and I think they can get back to their winning ways definitely this week.
My only concern with Garrett Wilson is that it's a tough matchup. The Seahawks have been really good against wide receivers this year, bottom five over the past 4 weeks and over the season. But I do like him at the same time.
But if we're going to project, like you and I both said, Mike White could easily go for 300 yards. You got to figure at least 90, 100 yards are going to Garrett Wilson of that, right?
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. If this is a PPR league, maybe you lean Garrett Wilson then.
Yeah.
Okay. Garrett Freed, Nick Chubb, or Brian Robinson. This one, I love Brian Robinson this week, by the way. Yeah. And also, like, if you want to, you know, throw some bets out there, I love Brian Robinson. I was just on a betting show this morning, and Brian Robinson is at, I think, plus 110 for his – let's see. Let me look at it real quick. Brian Robinson at plus 105 for any time touchdown. There have been 13 running backs with 100 or more carries since week 10, and they've scored an average of almost four touchdowns. And Robinson is one of those guys who had more than 100 carries this year. I'm sorry, since week 10, and he's only scored 1 touchdown in that span. So that screams positive regression to me. And the Browns are allowing the 3rd most rushing touchdowns to running backs this year. So that's a nice little bet I would play. Travis Etienne, another one. He's also due to score. He's anytime touchdowns at plus 100 for him. 14 red zone carries, 4 carries inside the 5 over the last 4 weeks, no touchdowns. All the guys around him with similar opportunity in the red zone, 4 touchdowns, 4 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns. And now he's up against the Texans. They've allowed the most rushing touchdowns to running backs this year. So I like a parlay with those two guys because you can get it.
We're putting together parlays. Week 17 championship.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, man. I like it at plus 310. And I even like their 2 touchdowns too. If they score 2 touchdowns, that's plus 600 for B-Rob and plus 550 for ETN. Something to keep in mind, because these positive regressions, as we've seen this year, sometimes go in bunches.
And are those rushing touchdowns or scrimmage touchdowns?
Rushing touchdowns. No, this is anytime touchdowns, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Anyway.
I like those.
Anyway. But all that being said, Nick Chubb.
Bottom line, Nick Chubb.
Just for the record, yeah. Nick Chubb anytime touchdown is like minus 120. So, like,
Put Nick Chubb in your fantasy odds lineup, and then put Brian Robinson in your parlay this week.
There you go. That's because the Vegas is saying that Nick Chubb is going to score a touchdown this week, basically.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brandon Vinley. I hope I pronounced that correctly. London or Algier? Full PPR flex question. This is a good one.
Yeah, this is super close. I mean, I'm looking at it. I think Algier has a better workload coming his way than London. Obviously, London, he's been doing his thing, but I think Algier's production the past couple of weeks has been much more sustainable than maybe London's. He's getting the targets, but I don't know how much I trust Desmond Ridder just yet. It doesn't matter if Desmond Ridder's having a bad day. He can still turn around and hand the ball off to Algier. But if he's having a bad day, London's not going to have a very good day. So I would maybe go Algier here just for the safety and security of his workload.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel like you have to. Like, I love London, especially for next season. I want to see how things go this offseason, but that's next season. I think Algier this week is the play for me.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going Algier. Even though London, I feel like, has a pretty safe floor in PPR. But But I think I'm going London. Okay. Right. Last question before we get into the quick underdog draft. These drafts take like 5 minutes. So, yeah. You know, we'll be right back into the questions. But Joni Escondari is asking, Pacheco or Singletary if Connor can't go? And the reason why Joni's asking that question is because Connor didn't practice yesterday with an illness, but should be good to go. I would assume that he'll play. If he doesn't play, I'm going Pacheco over Singletary for sure.
Yep. That's not really a question for me. You know, I think Singletary, he has the liability to go for like single digits any week. Where Pacheco, he has a super nice floor for you as a fill-in every week.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.